WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. Last night, Easterwood registered about a quarter of an inch of rain. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Last night's candidates forum for Brian Mayer included an opportunity to ask each other a question. Mike Sutherland asked Jason Byinski about the disparity in how much has been spent on infrastructure in older parts of the city.
I don't believe there is a big disparity. Everyone talks about that there's no money put into Districts 1 and 2. 40% of our $50 million capital improvement plan went into Districts 1 and 2. If you divide out the multiple districts there between 3, 5, 4, 1, and 2, 40% with 2 is actually more than what you have in 3.
Byinski asked Sutherland if he regretted voting against projects related to the West Side Bio Corridor.
No, I don't regret my decision because my point at that council meeting when I was voted against that was that I thought that we should stop what we're doing, analyze what we're doing, and make sure we're doing the right thing. Because at that time we had six TIFs going on, and five of them were losers. And they're still much not better off than that.
Podcasts of the forum are online at WTAW.com and RadioAguiland.com. College Station police and local FBI agents are looking for three men accused of holding up an armored car yesterday afternoon. This was in the parking lot of the Bank of America on University near Texas. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says two masked robbers accosted two employees, took an undisclosed amount of cash, and left in a white pickup driven by a third masked man.
We had multiple persons who called us in, including someone in the bank, and apparently as part of their standard procedure, they locked the doors to the bank. We have no indications that the suspects ever entered into the bank.
No one was injured, and the truck, which had been stolen from Harris County, was found about four blocks away on Cooner Street near MacArthur. It was not disclosed whether the armored truck employees were preparing to go into the bank or whether they had been inside and were returning to the truck. More than 4.5 years have passed since a fire was set to a College Station home with four people inside. Brazos County District Court jury convicted the primary defendant, then sentenced 24-year-old Edward Monroe to 6 months in jail and 10 years probation. Monroe, who moved to Seguin last year, was arrested for pouring gasoline on the front porch and door and igniting the home at 1112 Todd Trail in March of 2009. Among those inside was a man whose girlfriend had also been dating Monroe. The man told investigators Monroe threatened to kill him and his family with an AK-47 rifle. None of the occupants were injured, and the fire did an estimated $118,000 of damage. A co-defendant, 23-year-old Philip Ecija Jr., entered a plea agreement 2 years ago, and according to court records, he was scheduled to be released from the prison system this past July. A traffic stop for speeding early yesterday morning in College Station led to an arrest for possession of hallucinogenic mushrooms and a large amount of black tar heroin. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says 34-year-old Ruben Carrillo of Austin was also charged with felon in possession of a firearm.
All the drugs appeared to be either packaged or were being prepared to be packaged for resale. So it was not an individual amount that that a person would have just for their own personal use.
The heroin was worth $1,500. Meanwhile, in an unrelated case on Sunday, a College Station man reported that he had consumed what he thought were magic mushrooms and that he felt like he was dying. Flieger says 22-year-old Robert Filaramo was taken to the hospital where he punched a nurse in the face and was subsequently arrested. November 1st at A&M means having a fourth opening for a vice president's position.
Vice President for Administration Rodney McClendon recently submitted his resignation effective the 31st. McClendon's second tour of duty lasted less than 3 years after spending more than 15 years at the flagship campus in Galveston. He returned in January 2011 after a year at the University of North Texas. Vice President for Finance B.J. Crane will oversee administration on an interim basis. That division is responsible for, among other things, the airport and university police. A&M already has interim VPs at the Health Science Center and in research and marketing and communications. No interim president's been named when Bowen Lofton leaves in January. Including the president, departures involve five of the 14 members of A&M's executive staff. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And the local Better Business Bureau wants everyone to stay safe, especially since there's a phishing scam claiming to be from the BBB. President Bill McGuire says the email going around especially targets real estate offices and agents, saying that they are under investigation and threatening legal action if they don't provide information.
It said that it was from the domain bbb-claims.org, which is not a real BBB domain. You know, domains are a dime a dozen. And you can't buy all of them. They cost way too much money to buy all of them. So this is going to happen once in a while.
McGuire reminds listeners not to click links inside of any suspicious emails, especially if the email makes it seem urgent. WTAW News Time is 7:13. It's 57 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall, football, and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
You know, the way that you save money at RV Station is, well, the equation they put together, which is four dealerships in Texas and Oklahoma. So they're able to buy in volume, pass those savings on to you. And, of course, they deal with only the top manufacturers at RV Station. The other thing is, their locations are outside major metro areas, which means their overhead is lower, and again, they can pass those savings on to you. They give you the best discount around, and right now, especially if you're a camper person, it's a great time to see them at RV Station because the new campers are on the way and they need to make room, so every one of the campers they've got specially priced right now. Of course, you can shop their entire inventory at all their locations if you'll go online. At RVStationOnline.com, you can shop them 24 hours doing that. But obviously, it's also good to go to the location on North Earl Rudder Freeway, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, and see what's right here in town. So use the buying power that RV Station has and the idea of being outside major metro areas, and you can get yourself a good deal, especially right now on a camper. So check them out online at RVStationOnline.com or go to 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Take a vacation with RV Station. Your family fun starts right here.
Men, would you like to have more energy, more lean muscle mass, and less belly fat? Increased sex drive? You can have it all if you have a healthy testosterone level. Schedule your free consultation at naturalbiohealth.com. Trust your health to the testosterone experts.
The 2014 Honda models will be arriving soon at Allen Honda, so the 2013s must go. Hurry into Allen Honda right now for the best selection of remaining 2013 models and get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the popular 2013 Accord, Civic, CRV, Odyssey, Pilot, and Fit. The all-new 2014s will be here soon. So visit Allen Honda for a low finance rate and a great buying experience. Allen's got your Honda.
With 22 years of military service and countless hours of community service, you can be sure that Mike Sutherland will work to ensure responsible economic growth for the city of Bryan. Mike Sutherland will represent all Bryan citizens and will support the city staff while finding solutions to the problems and concerns facing the city of Bryan.
I'm Doug Pearson. A vote for Mike Sutherland is a vote for proven, effective leadership and experience.
Vote Mike Sutherland for mayor of Bryan. Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland campaign. Tana Sutherland, treasurer.
I'm Robin Roberts. As a news anchor, I ask tough questions of athletes, business leaders, even the president. So here's a question for you. If you had the power to save a life, would you? I have a chance to survive because my big sister answered yes to being my marrow donor. You can go to bethematch.org and offer a cure to someone with a disease like leukemia. So, what will your answer be? Go to bethematch.org.
Good morning, it's 7:17, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Through today, mostly sunny skies can be expected. It'll be dry, cool temperatures, upper 60s, low 70s through this afternoon. Then for tonight, generally clear skies and low 50s by early Wednesday morning. It's going to be warming up on Wednesday, mostly sunny. High temperature, well, back up to 74 to 78. We'll stay clear and cool during Wednesday night, and Thursday mostly sunny skies into the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Gary Best News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggies are gearing up for the Commodores, and they don't know who their quarterback's going to be. We've also got Aggie baseball, NFL football from Monday night, last night, and more with sports. We'll do it about 7:52.
Well, so Apple is expected to unveil the new iPads at noon today. As we've talked about, the rumors have new, faster processors in the iPads and iPad minis. Reportedly, they'll be unwrapping the latest redesigned MacBook Pro, and the latest Mac operating system. No content to let Apple have the... Not content to let Apple steal the day. Microsoft also, they're going to make an announcement today.
Now, I'm wondering how many checks were done on these, if there's going to be any glitches.
Well, you know, but the thing
they
is...
They actually put some work in ahead of time before they launched their product.
Probably did, and but as Kevin said, you know, when they have a problem, they get the patch out pretty quickly. Now,
I think it was 2 days when the new OS was launched, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
It took like 2 days to get, you know, OS 7.10.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, they give it to people to try. You know, they have nerds out there who specialize in doing that kind of stuff. So check it out. See any problems, let us know. They kind of do those little fixes, and then they roll it out. And if there's something they missed, then, yeah, the patch is on the way. Okay, here you go. I know this is what you've been waiting for. Well, actually, Kevin, this may be something you've been waiting for. Disney is teaming up with Walgreens to create makeup sets inspired by... the villainesses of Disney.
Oh.
Yes, there'll be the Snow White's evil queen.
Who's ugly.
Well, yeah. Well, no, she's well made up, though. I mean,
she has
angular features.
Not the witchy version.
She has angular features.
Dressed up as an old hag.
You know, 101 Dalmatians, that's Cruella de Vil. Well,
she's rough.
Yeah. Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty. Yeah. And Ursula from My Little Mermaid.
Ursula?
Yeah.
None of these women are especially... Well, Ursula does have some nice red lipstick.
There you go. Includes cosmetic bags, nail art kits, fake lashes, color palettes, each perfect for channeling your inner outlaw.
Are these for children or for grown-ups?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it could be, you know...
Sounds like a little of both.
I would say that, yeah, that's maybe the whole idea. They're crossing a couple of demographics here.
Maybe I'll check into that.
Well, do that and report back to us, because I don't think really Kevin or I for ourselves would be going for that.
Look like Cruella de Vil, you'll know what's
happening. See how that works, exactly. Okay, according to the latest numbers from Pew, 5% of U.S. Americans who are currently married or in a long-term partnership met their partner somewhere online. That's kind of somewhere online. Yeah.
Well, you could run into old friends on Facebook
you
or something.
You could do that. Listen to you.
Yeah, but if they that implies if you're running into them that you met them previously not on Facebook.
Well, but yeah. But
reconnecting.
I think. Again, 5% of U.S. Americans who are currently married and in a long term found them online. Among those who have been together for 10 years or less, 11% met. Newbies, as you'd expect. And also, more than half of the online daters say that someone else seriously misrepresented themselves in a profile. Half? It says more than half. Does that mean like 80%? Because, you know, that's probably right. It's kind of like,
no.
Well, that's not what she looked like.
Yeah, not at all. Just saying. A travel company has begun offering vacations for stuffed toys that will cost owners around $20 to $55. At first, it might seem ridiculous for people to be willing to pay money to send an inanimate object on holiday. Yeah, I would think so. But after hearing about Unagi. Unagi Travel's explanation of the tours. There does seem to be a method to the madness. The owners of the stuffed animals say they live vicariously.
Oh, that's so sad.
Through the trips. Yes, you're
they
right.
They can't go on vacation, so they send a stuffed animal to get pictures taken of. And
when they see their cuddly toys jetting off to these luxurious places, they feel as if they are also traveling.
Oh, that's very sad.
Yeah. One Japanese woman, unable to get much out of life because of her illness now, said someday... I will get to see and walk the sights that I view through my stuffed animal journeys. Now, that's very nice for her. But anyway, if you want to do this, and, you know, after all, they've got a Facebook page, facebook.com/UnagiTravel. You can actually go along. Okay. And then comes the story of the cemeteries try to maintain a certain level of
decorum.
Decorum, I guess that was the word I was thinking to use, but wasn't sure. But, you know, an Ohio cemetery has withdrawn their approval for a pair of giant SpongeBob SquarePants headstones. Meant to mark the grave of a fallen soldier who was a devoted fan of the Nickelodeon cartoon character. All right. Kimberly Walker was found on Valentine's Day in Colorado Springs. She had passed away by her boyfriend. And in fact, it appears now that he has been charged with murder in the case. Now, the trauma of facing the reality of their daughter's murder was hard enough. Walker's parents are upset over the tombstone decision as well. The 28-year-old soldier was a huge fan of SpongeBob and even had a toy character in her coffin laid to rest. So should you do that? I mean, what do you think? Where
absolutely not.
Where should they absolutely not put it in there? Or you should absolutely not bar them.
They should absolutely be allowed to put up whatever they want on their dead daughter's grave.
I mean, it's not like anybody else walking around there cares about anyone else's gravestone.
Yep. They ordered 2 7,000-pound SpongeBob headstones, which cost about $13,000 each.
Eesh.
These guys are 6 feet tall and 4 feet wide.
I don't know. The nose might break off really easily. What I probably would have done is got a normal gravestone and engrave SpongeBob onto it.
Regardless, you're gone. If that's what you want, who cares?
Yep, mm-hmm. I think that's probably right. As a historic cemetery, we must constantly balance the needs of families who have just suffered a loss with the thousands of families who have entrusted us in the past. Spring Valley Cemetery has offered to replace the headstone out of pocket. But the Walkers think that the cemetery should honor their original request.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know that many people actually go and visit the grave very often anyway.
Well,
you know?
But it is. It's like you say, you're going to pass judgment on somebody else's headstone?
Well,
you're not there.
Yeah,
for
what
that
if
purpose.
I don't like your skull stone?
Yeah, whatever you happen to put on there. Sure.
Historic or not, I mean, think of how our communities have changed and how headstones have changed, even. I mean, now that they have them with pictures.
Yep.
Before, here lies Bob the Blob.
Right.
Died because he was a slob.
I mean, oh, my God.
No, you're right. That's right. Yeah, there are plenty of epitaphs out there that are probably offensive to people, but they allow those to happen. Nonetheless, that's where they are in Ohio. We'll see how it turns out. 724.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that. But you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Good morning, 7:27, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-to-8 service, that means overtime coverage for you and your family. No overtime charges. You come home after work and there's a problem with your unit, then give them a call. They can get somebody out the same day. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling. The number to call is 690-2278. North winds at about 13 today. It'll be pretty pleasant. Our high will be 73 degrees, and for the balance of the week, we'll probably be moving up into the upper 70s. Low each night, right around 50 or so, and no mention of rain in the forecast until we get to Saturday, as it stands right now at 20%. Right now, 87% relative humidity, and we've got 58 out there.
John Deere Z-Trek zero-turn mowers are the ultimate mowing machines, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they come with the ultimate in financing, too. Get 0% financing for 60 months on a John Deere Z-Trek 915B zero-turn mower. Mow like the pros do with fast, easy mowing, plus an offer that can't be beat. Find the location nearest you online at cptractor.com.
Offer ends 10/25/13, subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Up to 10% down payment may be required.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
My friends, there are hurt feelings over the N-word. Not that one. Another N-word. Washington Post blogger Eric Yoder reports that federal employees who've been designated as non-essential employees are upset by the label. During a government shutdown, these employees, close to a million, would be told to stay home. For some, Mr. Yoder says, being called non-essential is a bit like being branded with a scarlet letter N. Jessica Clement, the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association, says that being called non-essential makes jobs on Capitol Hill a lot more difficult. She recalls members of Congress asking why people are employed if they aren't essential. A former HHS official warns the first casualty of a government shutdown is the morale of those who are, in his view, incorrectly labeled non-essential. Officials at the Treasury Department, Social Security Administration, are demanding the term non-essential be stricken. They say it must be eliminated from the federal vocabulary. Now, nobody is trying to hurt federal workers' feelings. Nobody wants to make them cry. Nobody wants their self-esteem to suffer. But we've got to face facts. During the last government shutdown, the country survived without these government workers. Same thing happened when Obama painted dire pictures of the sequester. Life went on. Here's the truth. The more that government becomes non-essential in our lives, the better off we are as individuals and as a nation.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Marsha's identity thief wasn't a stranger. It was her best friend. She put Marsha close to $100,000 in debt. Marsha ended up losing her home. Years later, it almost happened again. But this time, she was armed with the protection of LifeLock services. Shockingly, she again knew the thief trying to steal her identity. It was her son's friend attempting to get a loan in Marsha's name. With LifeLock, Marsha was able to stop this fraudulent loan before it could damage her finances. Now, Marsha found out the hard way that no one can stop all identity theft. That's why I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't think that identity theft will never happen to you. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use promo code RUSH to get the 10% discount. That's 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bianski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bianski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We got about a quarter of an inch of rain last night at Easterwood Airport. And we'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Three masked men got away with an undisclosed amount of money from an armored truck parked outside a College Station bank yesterday afternoon. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says this was in the parking lot of Bank of America off University near Texas.
Suspects were last seen fleeing northbound on Jane Street in a white pickup truck. That vehicle that was used in the offense has subsequently been recovered after it was abandoned in the 500 block of Cooner.
It was not revealed whether the two armored truck employees were returning to their vehicle or if they had just arrived when they were held up. No one was hurt, and the getaway vehicle had been stolen from Harris County. 2 weekend arrests for College Station police involved hallucinogenic mushrooms. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says on Sunday, 22-year-old Robert Filaramo of College Station confessed that he had eaten a number of magic mushrooms and was now having gastrointestinal pain.
The individual was transported by ambulance to a local medical facility, exhibiting very strange behavior, very consistent with ingestion of hallucinogenic mushrooms. During attempts to provide medical treatment, he struck one of the emergency room nurses in the face.
Flieger says Filaramo also ripped an IV out of his arm and tried to run from the hospital before officers caught him and arrested him for assaulting emergency services personnel. Later yesterday morning, police stopped a speeding driver at a corner of Harvey Mitchell and George Bush, only to discover a large amount of magic mushrooms packaged for sale, as well as black tar heroin. Flieger says 34-year-old Ruben Castillo of Austin also had a handgun. As one of two men convicted for a College Station arson exits the prison system, the other will spend 6 months in the Brazos County Jail. A Brazos County District Court jury that convicted 24-year-old Edward Monroe of torching a home in March of 2004 is currently debating his punishment. Punishment includes 10 years probation and restitution of $118,000. 2 years ago, co-defendant Philip Mejia Jr. entered a plea agreement. According to court records, he was scheduled to be released from the prison system this past July. Four people were inside the house at 1112 Todd Trail, including a man who was dating a woman that was also seeing Monroe. The man told investigators Monroe threatened to kill him and his family with an AK-47 rifle. There are 11 vice presidents at A&M, and on November 1st, four of them will be interim VPs.
The latest to leave is Rodney McClendon, who returned to A&M in January 2011 as vice president of administration. He previously spent 15 years in College Station and Galveston before working at the University of North Texas for 1 year. The administration division, which oversees campus utilities and environmental services, among other functions, will be led by finance vice president B.J. Crane on an interim basis. Three other interim vice presidents are currently in charge of marketing and communications, research, and the Health Science Center. And A&M is in the early stages of selecting a new president. No interim's been named for Bowen Loft, and after he steps down in January. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The topics discussed at last night's candidates forum by those running for Bryan Mayor included a city council vote earlier this year approving a new housing development in West Bryan where space between homes would be less than recommended by the fire chief. Jason Bianski was among those supporting a reduced setback.
It's the same setbacks that College Station has. It's the same setbacks that Waco, Texas, and other cities our size have in place. So we went with, development to the deal, looked at the safety. We've got those setbacks have done just fine for these other communities, and it will be just fine for the city of Bryan.
Mike Sutherland supported the fire chief's recommendation.
If the firemen said that they want a mile apart on the houses, you need to consider that. I think that when they go to a fire, they need to have every possibility of going through that fire safely, whatever that takes. And I think if they said 7.5-foot setbacks and you do 5, I think you demoralize them in terms of, here we risk our lives for you, and you're not helping us out in that least amount of thing you could do.
Online at WTW.com and RadioAggieland.com, you can listen to all those who participated last night. And there's an email claiming to be from the BBB that's targeting real estate agents and offices countrywide. President Bill McGuire says it threatens legal action if they don't provide information by clicking a link, and it uses the phony domain bbb-claims.org.
Some of the emails contained attachments that may have included viruses or other malware. And of course, that malware, if you click on that link, will download some very bad stuff into your computer, and what they're looking for is banking information and other identification that they can use to take money.
McGuire says the BBB has hired some IT people to try to make these problems more easily dealt with, and they've taken steps to make their own email even more secure. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 57 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Bubby Simink. If I'm in front of a grill or behind the wheel of my race car, I couldn't ask for anything more. But my life changed when I was pinned under my car and trailer, and I stopped breathing.
I am grateful that I was taken to St. Joseph Trauma Center. I had massive internal injuries, but the doctors and nurses put me back together again. Today, I'm back to doing the things that I love, and I owe it all to St. Joseph. They saved my life.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Bryan and College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Bryan and College Station area who want to learn how to consistently make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Bryan and College Station are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-287-7630. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-287-7630. That's 1-800-287-7630.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can install a battery in pretty much anything. Need a new battery for your garage door opener? We can replace it before you can say, open sesame. Need a new watch battery? We can install one in no time. Need to replace the battery in your key fob? We can do it in a flash. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we recognize most people don't know how to open their garage door opener, key fob, or watch to replace the unusual batteries they find inside. And even if you do manage to open it without breaking it, how are you supposed to find a battery that looks like the one that just fell out? At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we'll carefully open your device, show you the battery that was in it, and replace it with a perfect match. Although a lot of battery-powered devices can be hard to open, getting their batteries replaced is as easy as coming to Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman, where we can install a new battery in almost any device. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
7:39, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Through today, mostly sunny skies can be expected. It'll be dry, cool temperatures, upper 60s, low 70s through this afternoon. Then for tonight, generally clear skies and low 50s by early Wednesday morning. It's going to be warming up on Wednesday, mostly sunny. High temperature, well, back up to 74 to 78. Clear skies Wednesday night, lower 50s then, and a fine day coming up on Thursday. Lots of sunshine and blue skies with afternoon temperatures well up in the 70s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, we'll just see how it works out. I mean, Austin, not to get into his personal business, but he had a funeral to attend. I think most people know that. It's already been addressed. That's why I'm talking about it.
That is James Franklin, the head coach for Vanderbilt, talking about who might be his starting quarterback coming up this Saturday when they head to Aggieland. We'll get you there. Also, Monday Night Football and a whole lot more coming up in sports in about 12 minutes.
So you got 740, something you need to know that might help you through the day. Your phone charges twice as fast if it's in airplane mode. Just letting you know.
Really?
Yep, there you go.
I'm going to try that.
So that's the reason you listen.
If I'm in a hurry, I just turn it off.
Yeah, well, that's also true, yeah. Well, Justin Bieber got in trouble. Did you hear about
it? Oh, the TABC went, wait a minute.
It's Bieber beer. Justin was apparently partying.
Is he even old enough to drink?
No,
that's why TABC
deal.
Is looking at
so.
It.
He came to Houston. He was in Houston on Friday.
At an adult entertainment club.
Is that at Knox, Houston? Is that
that was one of them. The other one was a topless establishment.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Justin Bieber? I'm shocked and dismayed. But anyway, there was a picture of him holding a bottle of Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends.
He is the world's most interesting man, you
after
know.
After all. And there was not a bottle cap on the beer. Now, the website says that management at the club insisted that Justin was not served alcohol.
Bull honkus.
And he only drank water. But there are photos of the 19-year-old with the open bottle, which might indicate otherwise. The representative for the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, TABC, has confirmed a complaint has been filed over concerns that Justin Bieber may have illegally consumed alcohol at the club. So who was complaining?
It doesn't say. I've got the story here. He also visited with a lady named Diamond.
And what kind of parents name their child Diamond?
I don't think that's her given name, Scott.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe her sister's name is Ruby.
Okay. It could be.
Yep. You may have seen status updates from your friends that spread the word about the game Candy Crush. Don't fall for it. Many are calling it the most addictive game online ever. The game is a hit with women in their 30s and 40s, and obviously younger, as you hear Kat laughing. Over 700 million games of Candy Crush are played every day.
Guilty.
Oh, man. And it's getting expensiver for many players. See, players are buying virtual game boosters.
Yep.
Such as a candy hammer.
Yep.
For about a dollar.
Yep. 99 cents.
This is translating into about $2 million a year for these people. So,
just with the hammer? Because there's other upgrades as well.
What it says. Anyway. So wow. What is appealing about Candy Crush to you, Kevin?
It's a time killer.
Okay.
And I'm not, I'll be honest, I was more addicted to Angry Birds.
Yeah.
This game is perfect because you play five times, and if you don't get it, you're locked out until you, like, gain more life.
Oh.
So it's like, okay, I'm done.
Now, can you buy life?
Yes, but I don't.
Ah.
That's another 99 cents.
Okay. It's over your budget.
You can continue playing on the same game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. For the 99 cents where it's like, you know, give me five more moves and I can beat this.
Okay. Kat?
Oh, I've never played it, but I know many people who are addicted and who tried to make me play it.
Well, as they say here, the maker says it's easy to play. There's no shooting. It requires 100% of your attention.
Yep.
It is the perfect game for... Says here, busy women who want a break. I'm just saying.
But I will tell you a cheat if you want one.
Oh, please.
Hey, that's why we listen to the show.
That's it. What?
If you are out of lives, and I've been told this by people that travel for a living, when they're killing that extra 10 minutes waiting in the airport or whatever, and you've run through your five lives, if you go into the settings of your phone and advance it a day or 20 minutes so your clock now reads a different time, you will be given five more lives.
Oh, no,
because
that's
rascally. when you go back on, the computer goes, oh, wait a minute. It's been the 20 minutes. He's got all five of his lives back or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay.
Now, they may have fixed that. I don't know.
No, why would they do that? They want you to play the stinking game. Come on. No, I'm sure they'll leave
but
that just fine.
I have been told that is one of the ways you can backdoor and get more plays.
Okay. Well, now it's clear that all the Earth's problems have been solved because a British company is selling high visibility jackets for chickens. The high vis chicken jacket, designed to help the birds, of course, safely cross the road.
What? Did the chicken cross the road?
Thank you. Developed by a company called Omelette, and to relieve worried chicken owners on dark, wintry nights, the fluorescent vests come in two colors. That's bright yellow and shocking pink. Retailing for about $20. This is this almost sounds like a pet rock, but maybe not. I mean, maybe there's a real need for that. Somehow I can't imagine that that's something that they need. Can you imagine like Sanderson Farms buying a million of them? Would that work? Huh?
Is it a cold or is it the flu? Cold symptoms usually start with a sore throat and progress to include a runny nose and stuffiness. These symptoms may last about a week. When you wake up coughing and sneezing, feverish with a headache, it's probably the flu. Flu symptoms are more severe and come on quickly. A trip to your doctor's office for flu medication can lessen the severity and the length of your illness. The best way to prevent a cold or the flu is to keep your hands germ-free with frequent washing. Hi, I'm Jennifer Burnett, and this Healthy Minute is brought to you by Guardian Healthcare, proudly serving Texans in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. Guardian Healthcare has been nationally recognized 4 years in a row as the Home Care Elite, awarded to the top home health agencies in the U.S. Guardian Healthcare's local team of licensed professionals provides skilled nursing and therapy services in the comfort of your home. To find a Guardian Healthcare location nearest you, visit guardmyhealth.com. Remember, it's your health. It's your decision. Choose Guardian Healthcare.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
You may not know of him, but he saved an entire community. His name, Dagger John. Some consider him one of the most important men in American history. Hi, this is Jim Daly from Focus on the Family. Dagger John was a Catholic priest who served New York City's Irish communities in the mid-1800s. The nickname Dagger came from his aggressive approach to the city's problems, and there were many. Alcohol and debauchery were rampant. The Irish community's death rate was 21% compared to 3% throughout the rest of the city. But Dagger John was undaunted. Among his initiatives was a new school system, which emphasized morality and faith. He also preached discipline and personal responsibility. His success was stunning. Alcoholism and drugs withered away. Communities once violent and filthy became peaceful and clean. Prostitution and gangs virtually disappeared, and families became strong again. According to experts, had Dagger John failed to reform New York's Irish communities, the future of America itself would have been drastically altered. Some might consider his achievements impossible today, but I disagree. Dagger John didn't have unusual talent. Instead, he did what many of us can do in our own communities and homes. He took a deep interest in people's lives, spoke the truth plainly, and wrapped it all in love and compassion. That's a strategy that works in any era. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports, brought to you by Seeger 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. It is 7:49. As we gear up for the Aggies and Commodores this weekend, Vandy is keeping their starting quarterback close to the vest, like Kevin Sumlin. Vandy coach James Franklin doesn't talk much about his injuries or who the starter will be. After Austin Carter-Samuels hobbled off the field after the game on crutches, he headed directly to his grandfather's funeral. Okay. We'll try and get...
Yeah, we'll just see how it works out. I mean, Austin, not to get into his personal business, but he had a funeral to attend. I think most people know that. It's already been addressed. That's why I'm talking about it. And then obviously, you know, with him being gone right after the game, you know, has not been able to see the doctors and things like that the way we need him to. So, you know, we'll just see how it goes from there.
Aggies Vandy, 11:30 this Saturday. All the action, of course, live here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Although the Aggies took one on the chin Saturday due to what most were saying was a complete lack of D, there is some good news. They're kind of shoring that up, at least for next year. Two of Texas's top high school prospects have committed to A&M. The number one ranked DN, defensive end Miles Garrett, and from Arlington Martin, and defensive tackle Daylon Mack from Gladewater, both sent Coach Sublin on Twitter for his now famous "Yes, sir." Garrett chose A&M over Bama, LSU, FSU, Ohio State, and several other big name schools. New York Giants in Monday Night Football allowed just 206 total yards and picked up their first win of the season by stifling the Minnesota Vikings 23-7. Peyton Hills ran for one touchdown in his Giants debut as Eli Manning threw for 200 yards, one touchdown, and no INTs. Here's Eli. He was just happy to get the win.
Good. It's good. It's good to be smiling and have a little excitement and in the locker room afterwards. And you know those things are fun. And you, if you play and don't win after a while, you kind of forget that feeling, that winning feeling. So you know it's good. It's good. You know to get one right here and we needed it. You know hopefully we can keep it going.
I think there were six goods in there. I think it was good. Eli thinks it's good. Anyway, Adrian Peterson had just 28 yards on 13 carries for the Vikings. Josh Freeman was 20 of 53 for 190 yards, no touchdowns, and one interception. Back here in Aggieland, it's the Farmers versus the Plowboys. Aggie baseball play their three-game maroon and white series. It's the championship series that caps off the team's annual Omaha Cup competition and fall practices. The Wednesday-Tuesday games start at 3. Friday's game is at 6, and all games are slated for 7 innings. More information can be found on our website at WTAW.com. You can also find more information about Aggie's Can. They're cranking that up this weekend. It all benefits the Brazos Valley Food Bank, and all the information, again, is online. On out of the Dallas Cowboys, life in the first game without DeMarcus Ware was just fine. Thank you so much. As the unit dubbed the, quote, no-name group by Dallas owner Jerry Jones dominated one of the league's best offenses in a 17-3 win over Philly. The defense has Jason Garrett excited about heading to Detroit for Sunday's game.
I think our guys have done a really good job responding to the injury situation we've had up front. We've had a lot of different guys playing, and I think they've been coached really well by Rod and by Leon to get themselves ready to play in a short period of time. And I think the players up front have responded.
We'll stay in the NFL and jump over to the Texans, where Pro Bowl linebacker Brian Cushing is actually out for the season. We mentioned this yesterday, but it has been confirmed he'll have to have surgery on the knee. And here's Coach Gary Kubiak.
You can imagine. I mean, after what he's been through and then to make his way back and play the way he was playing, you know, I think he was playing at a defensive player of the year type of level, and that's the type of year he's having as a player. And then here he goes again. He's got to go through this. So I know it's very, very difficult for him. He was very positive. Dr. Lowe was very positive.
Cushing sustained the injury in the third quarter of Sunday's loss to KC during a low bot block by running back Jamar Charles. It's the second straight year Cushing has been lost for the year with a knee injury. In other Texans news, Sam Montgomery, Sierra Wood, and Willie Jefferson were released Monday, 2 days after violating team rules while the Texans were in the team hotel in Kansas City. Three sources who wish to remain anonymous told ESPN.com that the violations occurred due to marijuana use. And after 617 years, that's an exaggeration, but really not a whole lot, the NCAA will announce Miami's punishment in the NCAA case involving former Hurricane booster and convicted Ponzi schemer Nevin Shapiro, and that will happen later today. Citing two sources with knowledge of the case, including the Miami Herald, that reported the NCAA publicly will reveal Miami's infraction report, which is almost always the precursors to steps in the infraction process. The NCAA went on then later yesterday to confirm that they will release the news today. And finally, we end on a sad note. Unfortunately, Tennessee Titans owner Bud Adams, who helped found the American Football League, the AFL, and whose battles for players led to the merger of the NFL, has passed away at the age of 90. The son of a prominent oil executive, Adams built his own energy fortune and founded the Houston Oilers. He moved them to Tennessee in 97 when he couldn't get a new stadium that he wanted in Houston. The franchise, renamed the Titans in 2000, reached the Super Bowl that Adams had spent more than three decades pursuing. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Siegert 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Siegert, click on Siegert1Hour.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Stop paying those expensive repair bills on your old, worn-out air conditioner. Siegert 1-Hour Heating and AC can replace your old unit with a new, energy-efficient model and give you up to $2,500 trade-in. Plus, Siegert 1-Hour Heating and AC technicians show up when you expect them. 1 hour is always on time, or you don't pay a dime. The $2,500 trade-in offer is only available for a limited time. Call now, 776-3750. That's 776-3750. Or click Siegert1Hour.com.
Enjoy live music and dancing to the Latino rock of Del Castillo on Friday, November 15th, benefiting Voices for Children at the Grand Stafford Theater in downtown Bryan, with generous underwriting by Fred Davis of Davis & Davis Lawyers. Doors open at 6, and tickets are available at GrandStaffordTheater.com. Come early for Latin dance lessons provided by Susan Queering, and then dance the night away at the Voices for Children Benefit Concert, featuring Del Castillo, Friday, November 15th at Grand Stafford Theater. Additional support provided by Copy Corner and Denise Bermudez.
When you are sick, you want to feel better fast, and Gold Star Pharmacy can help. If you're tired of the long lines and poor customer service at the big chains, Gold Star Pharmacy is your new locally and Aggie-owned choice for friendly service with most prescriptions ready in 15 minutes or less. Gold Star offers free prescription delivery in College Station. Join the Gold Star Savings Club for big discounts on your medications. Experience real convenience with Gold Star Pharmacy. 690-9112 or visit goldstarrx.com.
It isn't easy to build stuff and look good doing it. Building stuff takes sweat and dirt and grease and even fire. Things that don't go well with Ascots and Pashminas. Fortunately, there's the 2014 Tundra. Of course, it's got its legendary dependability, but now it's completely redesigned with rugged looks and top-shelf interior. There's tons of new technology, too, like the available M-Tune system, Bluetooth, and standard backup camera. Hard not to look good while you're listening to your favorite tunes, talking hands-free, and parking the boat trailer like a boss. And if the standard Tundra wasn't handsome enough, they've got the special edition, Tundra Platinum Edition, and the even more over-the-top $1,794 edition. Nothing this tough ever looked this good. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and see what all the fuss is about. Lease a new 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for only $309 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 11/4/13.
Do you suffer from spine, joint, or nerve pain? Dr. Ramon Fino is a board-certified rehabilitation physician with over 15 years' experience using the most effective non-surgical treatments to identify the source of your pain and restore your lost mobility. For more information on Dr. Fino's proven techniques, log on to myspinerehabdoctor.com or call 693-8263 today. Dr. Ramon Fino, the gold standard of caring for spine, joint, and nerve pain.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, our helpful experts will be happy to show you all the pluses of our LED bulbs, like the fact that four LEDs use less energy than one incandescent. Plus, LEDs glow like incandescent bulbs, but last hundreds of times longer. Plus, they're some of the most beautiful light bulbs you've ever seen. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we have LEDs that are perfect for lamps, recessed lighting, spotlights, and even decorative lights. We can show you just how much money you can save by replacing your current light bulbs with super energy-efficient LEDs. And because LEDs give off the same warm, inviting light you're used to, you probably won't even notice the difference until you get your electric bill. So, for a light bulb with a lot of pluses, try an LED from Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs and save up to $10 on select LED light bulbs now through December 31st after rebate. Located in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, I watched a little bit of the Kansas City-Houston game the other day.
Okay.
And one thing... One thing stuck out to me. I mean, they do that hand chop thing.
That's Florida State.
Yeah, well, but KC...